Master.
Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends. And Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Today, I will be doing a phone interview with Sandra Toplinski, the president of Light of Zion Ministries, and the author of this wonderful book called Why Still Care About Israel. I've got great music for you, too, so stay with me, and I'll be right back. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. That was the voice of Jonathan Sattel from the CD called The Sattel Gallery, and that was called Shabbat Medley. Right now, let us wake up with Sue Samuel. This is from her new CD, Promises.
Close your sound and
And that was Sue Samuel from her CD Promises. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. This radio program is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're a Messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles, and we would love to have you come and worship with us. We meet on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m., and we are at 1326 North Winton Road. We have a bookstore, but right now it's closed because we are in the middle of renovations. However, if you have some items, CDs and prayer shawls, shofars, books, cards, and jewelry that you would like, you can order them from figtreebookstore.com. It's just figtreebookstore.com, and you can still order those items. And once we're all finished with our renovations, the bookstore will be back open. I do want to mention that somebody's going to win a coupon for bagels today, perhaps from Bagelland or Soho Bagel Cafe, or maybe Balsam Bagels. So keep listening. And if you're in the Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Birth Hadashah at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Right now, here's Greg Silverman. Remember now, you have to have a revival plan.
That's the battle plan.
Revival.
Praise Him now, it's war time.
Revival.
Praise Him on the front lines.
Revival.
Praise Him.
Revival.
Praise Him, that's the battle plan.
Revival.
Praise Him now, it's war time.
Revival.
Praise Him on the front lines. Praise Him. Jehoshaphat, cry to the God of Jacob, cry to the God of Israel. The enemy is rising up against me, but yours is the face I seek. The Spirit of the Lord came up upon them, and this is the battle plan. This battle's not yours, it belongs to the Lord. Salvation's coming to your hands.
Revival!
Praise Him, that's the battle plan.
Revival!
Oh, praise Him now, it's war time.
Revival.
Praise Him on the front lines. Bound up in prison for preaching God's gospel grace. They love Yeshua more than their own lives, so in the night hour they praised. Then God's earthquake shook off the shackles, and listen what the Spirit speaks. This battle's not yours, it belongs to the Lord, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Yeah,
revival.
Praise Him, that's the battle plan.
Revival.
Praise Him now, it's war time.
Revival.
Praise Him on the front lines.
Revival.
Praise Him. Israel's the former again, the enemy wants to see her slain. But just as it was in days of old, the Lord wants to hear our praise, yeah. The Spirit of the Lord come up upon us, said this is revival plan. This battle's not yours, it belongs to the Lord. Salvation isn't close at revival. Praise Him, that's the battle plan. Praise Him now, it's war time. Praise Him on the front line. To
plan.
Praise Him now, it's war time.
Revival.
Praise Him on the
Oh, yes. Praise Him morning, noon, and night. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. And I want to thank all my sponsors out there. Here's another one, Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. Do you need a new hairdo? I mean, have you looked in the mirror recently? Do you not like what you're seeing? Maybe you don't. I don't know. I can't tell you. I can't see you. But listen, go to Pharaoh's Harem. They can give you a whole brand new hairdo and a massage, a pedicure, a manicure, a facial. You'll love it. Give them a call today, 359-2249 in Henrietta and 223-5850 in Fairport. Go see Pharaoh's Harem. You'll love it. Tell them Ethel sent you. And right now, listen, the Bible says that on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have sent watchmen, day or night. Okay, this is Barry and Batya Siegel from the CD Go Through the Gates. And you can just imagine that you are there listening to them praying at the Western Wall right now. Do you hear them? I also want to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 889-7840. They can check out your furnace, make sure everything is working properly. Give them a call today, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. That really, really brings me back to a time when I visited Israel back in 2008. In a little while, I'm going to be doing a phone interview with Sandra Teplinsky, the author of Why Still Care About Israel. Fascinating book, and she's going to tell us some things about how we should be feeling towards the Palestinians, what the media says about Israel, what is true, what is not true, and a lot of interesting information. She is a lawyer. She was also ordained. She knows a lot about investigative research. She was a former litigation attorney, actually. And her passion is to see Israel and the church ignited by the power of God's word and spirit. And so we're going to have a really interesting talk with her in just a little while. But right now, let's hear from another one of my sponsors, Odell Family Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Roses are red. Bagels are round. Keep that radio on and turn up the sound. Got more music coming your way and soon a contest for winning a coupon for bagels. Right now, this is Rivka Winton from the CD For Such a Time as This. This is The Hope or Hatikva.
Thank you.
Well, my apologies. That was actually Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. That was not the Hatikva. Nevertheless, it's an important song because that's my prayer for over all of you today. I pray the Lord's peace, the Lord's shalom over all of you. And since we're going to be talking a lot about Israel later, I especially pray for peace, for shalom over Ha'aretz Yisrael, over the land of Israel. So sometimes when we think it's a mistake, it actually is not a mistake. I think the Lord wanted me to remind all of us that we should be praying for the peace of Jerusalem and that we should be praying for shalom over Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, this is so exciting. December the 3rd, here in Rochester on Channel 13, the Miracle of Israel film will be shown at 7 o'clock p.m. on December 3rd. This is a film about the history of the Jewish people and the country of Israel, all of the miracles about the country of Israel, and eventually leading up to scriptures that even point to Messiah. This is really big, and it's going to be narrated by Leonard Nimoy. So I just want to make sure that you are aware of this. I know that the film has been shown in other cities with lots of really good positive feedback, but you should be marking this on your calendar. It's going to be shown on Channel 13 on December 3rd. 7th, 8th, 14th, and 15th. I know on December 3rd it's at 7 o'clock p.m., and I think the 7th and 8th it's at different times, maybe 6 a.m., but you'll see advertisements for this in the Democrat and Chronicle. You'll start to see advertisements for this on television, but this is a really big deal. The Miracle of Israel, a film about the history of the Jewish people and why Israel is still functioning today, and it talks about Messiah as well. This film will be on primetime television, Channel 13, on December 3rd at 7 p.m. So I really want you to mark that down and tell everyone. And right now, let's listen to Joel Chernoff and how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Did you know 1 to 2 million Christians visit Israel each year? Before 1948, visiting the Holy Land was not possible for most people. It was a dangerous place, and many of the holy sites were in disrepair. Today, Christians can safely experience the biblical sites they've only read about. Imagine walking where Jesus the Messiah walked. Thanks to Israel, that dream is a reality. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
Now's your chance to win a coupon for bagels. I want to hear those telephones ringing off the hook. This is not a time to be shy. This is a chance to win a coupon for yummy, delicious bagels. You got to call 222-2990 if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days. 222-2990 and tell me, who am I talking about? He wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. Who was that? I'll tell you again. He wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. Who was it? Call 222-2990, and I want everybody to call. Pick up that phone and call right now.
Thank you.
Okay, so the question that I have for you right now is, who likes bagels? And who would like to win a coupon for bagels? Oh, yes, I bet you there's hundreds, thousands of people right now that say, yes, yes, I want to win that coupon. Well, great, call 222-2990 and tell me who wore the clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist and he ate locusts and wild honey. All you got to do is tell me his name. Call 222-2990 and I'll give you that coupon for bagels because I'm wanting to give you the coupon. I'm willing to give you the coupon and I'm waiting to give you the coupon. But in the meantime, how about we listen to Ted Pierce? This is Zealous Over Zion. The music if you want. Hi, this is Ethel Chadwick. We got a winner, I hear. Who are you?
Hello, Ethel. This is Sarah Jo Mendez.
Hi, Sarah Jo. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you. How about you?
I'm wonderful. So what's the answer?
Well, of course, it's John the Baptizer.
That is correct, Sarah Jo. You got it right. It's John. So, okay, great. Well, I have bagels from all over the place. What part of the city you live in?
Well, I live in Brockport.
All right, so probably the one over on Stone Ridge Plaza would be the closest for you, I would imagine.
Stone Ridge Plaza?
Yeah, Soho Bagel Cafe in Stone Ridge Plaza. I can give you a coupon from there. Does that sound good?
Beautiful.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Sarah Jo. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. Thanks for your show.
Oh, you're very welcome. Stay tuned for a fascinating interview.
All right, I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks. Shalom.
Shalom.
Well, in Jerusalem, I am zealous over Zion.
Zechariah 8:1-3 says, "Then the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Zion. Yes, with great wrath I am jealous for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the City of Truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts will be called the Holy Mountain." Again, that's from Zechariah 8:1-3. And I think that's what Ted Pierce had in mind when he wrote that fabulous song, Zealous Over Zion. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. And I think we might be ready for my interview. Do we have Sandra? All right. Well, we will have Sandra on the air shortly. Right now, I think we could probably find another song, couldn't we, Peter? Why don't we play Baruch Adonai by my buddy Joel Chernoff? This is from the CD Come Dance With Me, one of his newest CDs, Baruch Adonai. Fabulous song. You can dance around your house and live it up and just clap your hands. And before you know it, we'll have Sandra Toplinski on the air. But right now, we're going to have Joel Chernoff. We're going to have Joel Chernoff with Baruch Adonai. Joel is a wonderful man. His brother David is the rabbi from Beth Yeshua in Philadelphia. Joel's daughter Sharon is a recording artist who's married to Paul Wilbur's son Joel. And I'm telling you, that musical talent is in the family. Even Rabbi David has been known to sing occasionally when we go to the Messiah Conference, and I've seen him leading worship. So that is a wonderful family. And also, a little tidbit of trivia for you. Way back when, Joel Chernoff was part of the group Lamb. Him and Rick Coghill used to record lots of CDs under the group Lamb. Eventually, that group broke up, and then Joel continued to record music on his own, and he's made several CDs since he's been doing this solo. One of his CDs was called Restoration of Israel, and that's a fabulous CD. And then the second CD that he came out with recently was Come Dance With Me, and here we have Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, Blessed is the Lord. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, Blessed is the Lord. Min ha'olam, but ha'olam, praise His name forever and again. Min ha'olam, but ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel.
Sing all you nations high. Kila Havana, Kila Havana, Kila Benis, ha-ha. Havana, Kila Havana, Kila Havana, Kila Benis, ma-ha. Havana, ranana, Havana, ranana, Havana, ranana, Benis, ma-ha. Havana, ranana, Havana, ranana, Havana, ranana, Benis, ma-ha. Urachim, blessameach, urachim, blessameach, urachim, blessameach, urachim, blessameach, urachim, urachim, blessameach. Ranana, Havana, ranana, Havana, ranana, Venice, Havana, ranana, Havana, ranana, Havana, ranana, Venice, Uru, uru, achim, urachim, blesamea, urachim, blesamea, urachim, blesamea, urachim, blesamea, urachim, urachim, blesamea.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you for your patience. We now have Sandy Toplinski on the line. Shalom, Sandra. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you, Ethel. Shabbat shalom.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. Despite the wonders of modern technology, here we are connected.
Well, you know, something good is worth waiting for, I say. So Sandra, you're a nice Jewish girl who found faith in Yeshua. And so a first question I want to ask you is, how did you find Yeshua? And then we got to get to this book. I'm holding it in my hand. I love it. Why should I still care about Israel? Goodness. So tell us, darling, how did you come to know the Lord?
Thank you, Ethel. I'm going to give you the really short version because we are a little bit low on time, for which I take full responsibility on our end. Again, wonders of modern technology. Anyway, back in the tail end of the Jesus movement, I was in college. I was searching for truth. I'd grown up in an Orthodox Jewish synagogue and was a God-fearing Jew who observed all the traditions. And as I went to Hebrew school and bat mitzvah, I was only drawn further into God, and I would have to say God himself. I remember praying the Shema 3 times a day for years and repeating the commands that we shall love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and feeling utterly incapable of fulfilling the highest and greatest command, the Shema, nor did I see anybody else around me who did. And so as I went into college, I began searching for truth, searching for God. If the Jewish people, including myself, that I knew couldn't fulfill Judaism's highest and greatest command, then something seemed to me to be wrong, sadly so. Anyway, to make a long story short, because I had also grown up in a very anti-Semitic community, I was very opposed to the notion of Jesus in any way, shape, or form. I wouldn't even say his name. And I came to faith by trying to disprove the gospel. There were Campus Crusaders for Christ and Navigators groups and all those wonderful outreach ministries that saw me as searching, and when they reached out to me, I lashed out at them and purchased a New Testament in order to write out all the arguments against it. I knew I was headed for law school. I thought it'd be good practice. And in the process of reading the New Testament for the first time as a young adult, a college student, I saw how thoroughly Jewish it was. how the scriptures in the New Covenant fulfilled prophetic passages that I had studied in synagogue and in Hebrew school. And I was astounded because what I saw did not depict the reality I experienced. And I also discovered one other profoundly impacting truth, and that was that as I read the words of the New Testament, they conveyed a power and a life that I could palpably feel inside of my heart. And I'm talking about my metaphorical heart, my soul, my spirit, you know, the Kishkizen.
Uh-huh.
And it was different from all of the other religions I had studied. It was life. I didn't know it at the time, but it was life. It was the anointing that's on the Word of God by Holy Spirit. And so I read the scriptures attempting to disprove them, and I became a believer. But I also read where it's written that even the demons believe that Yeshua is Messiah, but they do not obey. And so I knew that head belief was not enough, and I prayed that God would lead me to somebody who could show me what the missing step was, and of course that was to simply commit my life in faith, in prayer to God through the saving work of Yeshua the Messiah. And so that's a long story, very short.
I think you did very well with that. Well, Sandra, before you could even write a book about why people should care about Israel, first you had to deeply care about Israel. So when did that happen for you?
Ethel, that's a very good question that I'm almost never asked. Because when I came to faith, I really was not, first of all, there was no Messianic Jewish movement. There were maybe three Messianic Jewish congregations in the whole country. And I really was so happy to feel that I was free, you know, in God, and that, you know, it was a newfound freedom in Yeshua that I really put aside my Jewishness for a while. I always had a heart for the salvation of the Jewish people. That was always a passion of mine. But Israel became secondary. Everything became secondary to pursuing Yeshua. And it was in the course of pursuing Yeshua that he surprisingly encountered me one day when I was alone, not in church, not listening to a sermon, and not even reading my Bible. And I was just at home, and he encountered me sovereignly, and almost as if he appeared to me, although there wasn't anything visual about it, but his presence, his unmistakable presence, overcame me. And in the course of that, he imparted to me his heart for Israel, which would take a while to explain. It's in the book, and I didn't really know what was going on, and it took me some time to sort that through with him. But it was a supernatural impartation that I have not been able to, nor would I want to, shake ever since. And so when he called me to have a heart for Israel, which, again, stemmed out of the desire to see all Israel saved, is Paul writes, inspired by the Holy Spirit in Romans 10:1, that kind of redirected my course over the next couple of decades.
So you became deeply concerned and loved Israel. And so now the million-dollar question, and I don't know how you're going to sum this up because it's really the basis for your whole book, but tell me, Sandra, why should Christians care about Israel?
Well, I love the answer that my husband, who is not an attorney, who is, you know, he gets to the point, and I love his answer, which is because God does. And if we love God, we love what he loves and who he loves. And bottom line, it's that we want to love what God loves. We want to please the Lord. Now, we can certainly flesh that out in God's Word. He tells us from the overarching theme of Scripture is God's salvation and redemption of the world through a covenant people whose calling is irrevocable, whose role in global redemption has not been completed, and that people is no better than any other people, but God simply chose to use them despite their imperfections. Of course, I'm talking about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the scriptures, God also expresses repeatedly as you played just moments ago, the song Zealous for Zion, God expresses his zeal, his jealousy and his zeal over Zion. Why? We don't know. And in fact, the scriptures make clear that God isn't going to tell us. I'm convinced that he won't tell us why he's so zealous for Zion, because it's a test. God's zeal for Zion tests and refines the hearts, not only of the nations, not only of the church, but of the Jewish people ourselves. Our own hearts are tested and refined over God's having chosen us. We are no better than anybody else, as you know.
Yes.
We're not superior or inferior. It's simply a unique calling, even as God has unique callings on every individual and every people group. He has a unique calling on Israel.
Absolutely. And, I'm sorry, did you have more?
Oh, no, just that, you know, I, as you say, I've written a book on why God wants us caring about Israel. The title is Why Still Care About Israel. It's a revision of an update of a previous book I wrote, Why Care About Israel. And the book explains how in today's rapidly changing world, how a concern for Israel really reflects his concern for the nations, how that which Israel is encountering, the forces coming against Israel, not only through the nations but through the church, are very sobering issues that every believer is called to give account for. Now, we can say that in ages past, where the Jewish people were scattered, you know, across the earth, and believers, many believers in many parts of the world weren't as aware of God's calling and role for Israel. But we live in a day and age where Israel is center stage, global center stage. All eyes are on that tiny piece of land and that tiny people that God has regathered, as he said he would, in order to restore our people back to himself, in order that his full purposes for redemption might be fulfilled.
Wonderful. There are so many points I could be making and questions I could be asking about your book, and so because of time, I only have a few of them that I can ask you. One of them, you mentioned in your book how Christians should be supporting the Palestinian people, and that's hard for some people. How do you explain that?
Those of us who live in Israel, and I'm an Israeli citizen, and we live part-time in Israel, part-time here in the United States, those of us who live in Israel have, you know, face-to-face interaction with Palestinians and Arabs on an almost daily basis. I live in an area that it's unavoidable to interact with Arabs and Palestinians. And so when you look into the eyes of people, God compels you by his spirit, you know, into his heart for those people. And he has deeply moved upon me that if our love for Israel is such that we have lovelessness toward the Palestinians, then something is not quite right about our love for Israel, and of course vice versa. Palestinian people are created in God's image. They have been tragically abused and treated as pawns by their own people. They have been treated extremely unjustly, primarily by their own people and by other Arab nations, which I go into extensively in my book, documenting history, documenting legal arrangements and treaties, and documenting facts extensively in the endnotes at the end of the book, but writing the facts and writing the book itself in a very user-friendly kind of lay style. The Palestinian people are not to be ignored. The Palestinians need to be heard. They need to be reached out to in love, even as the church is called to reach out to every people group that exists on this planet. In fact, it has been the marginalization of Palestinians by some, and I want to really underscore the word some here, some Christian Zionists, that has led to their feeling very, especially Palestinian Christians, led to their feeling frustrated and marginalized, to the extent that they have developed a new theology stemming from the Palestinian-Israeli conflict that is a new form of replacement theology and extremely potentially harmful and dangerous, because history shows that whenever replacement theology takes root, it inevitably leads ultimately to the murder of Jewish people. This new replacement theology coming out of primarily Bethlehem, out of the teachings of brothers and sisters in Messiah, they are brothers and sisters in Messiah, many of them, teaches that all of the prophetic promises to Israel have been fulfilled in the person of Jesus, the Messiah, and that there are no promises left for the flesh and blood ethnic descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, that's potentially very dangerous.
Sure.
That undermines God's ongoing covenant with Israel, and the theology is spread very blatantly, and I'm sure that Christian Palestinians, as they're called, would be happy to hear me say this, because their stated purpose is to undermine Christian support of Israel, because they do not believe that Israel is an expression or manifestation or a prophetic fulfillment of anything in the Bible. And so those, their teachings have spread throughout the West. They are taking root in churches around the world. And so this isn't an issue that we can ignore. What we can do as a result is not align with wrong teaching, but we can bless the Palestinians in wisdom by aligning with Israeli messianic believers with whom they have relationship, who are actively working toward reconciliation and hammering out theological issues, but it's not something that we can ignore. I believe that God has a wonderful prophetic destiny for the Palestinian people that has yet to be fulfilled. And surely Israel is a unique nation, is a nation that I believe all Christians are called to hold a place in their heart for. But that does not mean that we exclude the Palestinian peoples any more than we would exclude any other people group on the face of the earth.
Thank you, Sandy. And another question I want to ask quickly, because we are almost out of time. The media hasn't been too complimentary towards Israel, as you know, and there are a lot of arguments about the land, the settlements, and a lot of accusations about illegal settlements. What do you say about that?
The issue of the legality of the settlements is far more complex than the media would lead us to believe. I read today that just yesterday the UN General Assembly issued another resolution referring to the illegal settlements. Well, it would take some time to go into. Suffice it to say that under the Fourth Geneva Convention, specifically Article 49, the settlements are probably legal under customary international law. I've studied these different laws myself. My goal in writing my book was not so much to prove a point, but to investigate myself and to ascertain truth, ascertain facts, ascertain what the reality is, and the reality is that there is a compelling legal case for the legality of the settlements. And in fact, in Israel, there are attorneys and organizations that are preparing those cases, presenting them to the United Nations and to other governing bodies. The main reason that the settlements are legal under international law is that they are built on areas that were never occupied by a sovereign governmental entity. Those territories have remained under no governmental control since the demise of the State of Israel back thousands of years ago. the first state, the biblical state of Israel, they were illegally occupied by Egypt and Jordan for a period of time. Egypt and Jordan were actually obligated to liberate those areas and to create a state for the Palestinians, somewhat obligated. They didn't do that when Egypt and Jordan withdrew from those territories. They left them as governless entities, and therefore those people living in those governless entities were considered hostile enemies toward the state of Israel by international law, by the UN, and Israel was authorized under international law to basically keep law and order. That's what's called the occupation. The occupation is legal. It is not illegal. Building settlements on those territories under those conditions is absolutely legal under customary international law. Customary international law refers to traditional international law. Now, what we're up against today, and I'll close with this, is that radical Islam, primarily focusing on the Palestinian people, is attempting to change the laws and to undermine traditional Western law that's based on a Judeo-Christian ethic and to reestablish laws favorable to fundamental Islam. And I go into that in much more detail in my book. So this is a very hot topic. I think that this topic, how the nations ultimately decide on the issue of settlements in the territories, potentially can affect every person on the planet because it's an issue of international law.
Great. Well, thank you.
God,
we have,
is in control.
Yes.
We know that
we've run out of time, unfortunately, but I want to thank you so much for being on my program. And if somebody wants to get a hold of your book briefly, how can they do that?
They can contact our ministry at lightofzion.org. They can go on to Amazon. The book is Why Still Care About Israel, The Sanctity of Covenant, Moral Justice, and Prophetic Blessing. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're That's welcome, all. And perhaps you can come on again sometime. I wish you peace and Shabbat Shalom.
You too.
Thank you. And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Vayismorecha Yahir Adonai panavalecha vikunecha Yisadonai panavalecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. And remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thanks for listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'll see you next week. Shabbat shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick,
a station that cares more about you than just entertaining you.